Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The latest census numbers show some Montana cities and towns are continuing to add population at a record pace right now, especially in Gallatin Valley and the Flathead. But in a turnaround from just a few years ago, Nick Northern reports a number of small towns are now on the list for fastest growth.
Montana's population growth is continuing, but new census data shows the post-COVID boom has clearly cooled. A new report highlights which communities are still adding residents and which ones are leveling off or shrinking. Places like Kalispell and Belgrade remain among the fastest growing areas, but Missoula is now the fastest growing city in Montana. The report also points to few smaller towns that are seeing renewed growth after previously losing population. Overall, Montana is still gaining residents, just not at the rapid pace seen in the recent years. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
A Yellowstone County man will have to report to federal prison soon, where he's been ordered to serve time for illegal guns, Tracy Taylor reports.
A Laurel man has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison for illegally possessing firearms and ammunition. 64-year-old Kenton Charles Maslin received a 26-month prison sentence, followed by 3 years of supervised release after pleading guilty in January. Investigators found multiple firearms, including a shotgun with no serial number, two revolvers, and several types of ammunition during searches of his property, camper, and truck in April of 2025. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Montana Attorney General's office filing serious criminal charges against a former Powell County Sheriff's captain and high school wrestling coach, 42-year-old John Austin Mick, who has been charged with one count of sexual intercourse without consent. He has since resigned his positions at both the Sheriff's Department and the school district where he had been a wrestling coach for the high school. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.